You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday off the air, we were chatting about this whole notion that sometimes you splurge on things, right? And it's supposed to just be a one-time thing. You're like, ugh.
Yeah, this was one time.
I'm going to get blank. And then the next thing you know, you're like, I don't want to go back.
It's true, man. Yeah, yeah.
And what's your example?
Well, pickles. I'm sorry. I have found a superior pickle, you guys. This came about just the other night because my dad likes pickles, too, and he was over at the house. And I reached in the fridge. I was getting dinner ready or something. And I was like, oh, my God, Dad, you got to try these. And I pulled them out. I pick them up at Costco. They're called Grillo's Pickles, I think is the name brand.
Grillo's,
they're like in a clear plastic container, and it's got like a pickle on a lawn chair on the logo, which, you know, is ridiculous, of course. But they're like $8 for, you know, a tub of pickles, and it's you can go get your Vlasic for like, $2.99 or something. But I'm telling you, this pickle will change your life. And I gave one to my dad, and his eyes lit up. He's like, oh, my God, what are these, and where did you find them?
What makes them so good?
Just the ingredients. I think it's a higher quality cucumber in there, and there's pieces of grape leaves floating in there, and whole pieces of garlic, and whole pieces of dill. It's a high class pickle. But anyway, $8 a tub, and I'm never going back to the Vlasics ever again. Life changing, buddy. That's my splurge.
Are they as good as those devil spit ones that are hot and spicy? And
way better. I'm telling you, your wife shops at Costco. Tell her to pick up. I'll shoot you a picture. I want you to try these, and it'll change
your
life.
It's so funny that there's some things that are only available at Costco, and that's hilarious, right?
I
don't want to go make a Costco run because the crowds and everything, but damn it, that's the only place I can get blank.
They got the pickles.
That happens a lot.
You got anything like that?
Or I'll tell you another place that's like that is Trader Joe's.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Where they've got some stuff. Like, there is an olive similar to your pickles.
Uh-huh.
But there's an olive at Trader Joe's that is a jalapeno and garlic stuffed olive.
Give it to me now.
Those, I'm not going back to a tradition. I won't ever go back to a
traditional
olive.
Those boring, simple olives.
Not going to do it. You can have your pimento stuffed olives all day long. I don't care.
For this topic, it doesn't have to be all food either.
I got another one.
Okay, good, because I don't want it to be all food.
Because people will do all food, which I get. Yeah. We just gave them two food options. But there's, I see somebody. Who's that? Kimberly texted in about real maple syrup. That's you.
Yeah,
too,
again,
right?
Costco, straight out the tree syrup. Mm.
Okay, so now there's another one, though, that jumps into my mind, and that is the one that you always give me crap about.
Jeans.
Thank you.
I knew it.
So I splurged one time. It was a lady friend many years ago who said, why don't you get your jeans at Nordy's? I like the Nordstrom jeans. And I went, I am like, that's it. I'm done. And they're expensive as hell.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. Like,
but they last a long time. They're a superior fit.
It's a superior denim is what it is.
Mm.
Oh,
hey,
girl.
You're talking about a superior cucumber, so shut your mouth.
Hey, you do you, man. Yeah, I know. Dom said something like he went to the Gap and bought $30 jeans, and he's like, oh.
I felt dirty.
My legs are all itchy.
I just needed them for knocking around the house. I wasn't going to go spend $250 on jeans at Nordstrom just for ones that I just wear around the house.
Oh, and he was complaining. Oh.
And I went to the Gap, and they were like $33. I was like, ugh.
Ugh, slumming it.
So now it's your turn. Here's the segment. It doesn't have to be food. In fact, if it's not food, you get bonus points. We want to know, what did you splurge on, but now you can never go back? And it's almost like a curse in a way, you know, because it's usually going to, when we say splurge, it's generally going to be something that's more expensive. And sometimes,
yeah, and it's like a one-time thing. You're like, I'm going to make myself feel special right now. It's just a one time. And then you're like, oh, my God, I can never go back to, you know, coach. I'm in first class. This is where I live now when I travel.
So that's another one.
Yeah, I saw
too,
a picture of you on your last flight with your real crystal glasses going from Denver to Georgia, first class. With placemats, cloth napkins. I'm like, dude, don't you do first class when you like go over an ocean? That's when you do first class. He's like, I'm going to Georgia. And here he is in first class. They're rubbing his feet.
I would rather fly first class just Denver to Colorado Springs.
Yeah, like, he sent me that picture. I was like, that is a real crystal glass they have in front of you.
Vicky and Kelly both mentioned TP.
Yeah, that's coming in a lot.
Can't really argue with that, I guess.
Robin says they splurged on the litter robot, the self-cleaning litter box. Best $500 I ever spent. I'm never scooping cat poop ever again.
Really? Oh, man.
A lot of people writing with car stuff, too. Jennifer said, I splurged on a Mercedes-Benz. Sorry, Chevy. I'm never going back.
Yeah,
Brock splurged for the adaptive cruise control.
Yeah.
And then along those lines, when you splurge and get the heated steering wheel, game changer.
You know, and there's another piece of technology that first came around, I don't remember how many years ago, and it's starting to gradually work its way into more and more standard vehicles. And the one that I rave about, I could not get it in the vehicle that I wanted, the one that we just bought like a year and a half ago. But it's the heads-up display. Have you driven a vehicle with that?
Yeah, I think my dad's vet has that, if I recall. Yeah,
the heads-up display, for those of you who don't know, is it's down at the lower part of your winch, so you don't have to look down at your dashboard to see how fast you're going. It displays it up on the windshield.
It's pretty cool, yeah, it's
and
nice.
And it's kind of unobtrusive. You do have to kind of look. It's not like it blocks your view or anything, but it's just right there in your eyesight.
Yep. Yeah, it's nice.
I love the heads-up display. So that's one that all cars should have. Let's grab a couple calls, and then we'll do some more text messages. Casey, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy.
So something that you splurged on, but now you'll never go back. What is it?
Oh, it's haircuts. I used to go to cheap, you know, like chain haircut places, and then the first time you go to a real barber shop, it doesn't matter what the price is. It's so much better.
You get pampered.
Razor shave. And, oh, yeah.
See, I've had this fight with Jeremy in the past, too, because I used to go and get a pretty expensive haircut.
Yeah.
And Jeremy would have his mom do his hair.
Well, my
mom
for the longest time, and I'm sorry, I'll give a plug. I go to Fantastic Sam's, and they do just fine. So I don't know what you're talking about, Casey. I don't need no warm towel on my neck. Just get me in and out in about 6 minutes. I'm good to go.
There's only like 12 hairs up there anyway.
That's right, I don't need anything expensive. Shut up.
Casey, thank you for the call. Here comes Jenny. Jenny, what are you going to say? You splurged once and you'll never go back. What is it?
Well, it's ridiculous, but Q-tips. I know that's stupid, but I bought generic Q-tips once and I thought I was going to poke my ear out. It was so bad. So
Jenny,
you're
not supposed to be putting those things in your ears. Don't you read the side of the box?
I know.
What are you doing?
There. Oh, I know.
It feels so good, though, doesn't it? Like when you're in there digging around, you're like,
You know, what I have found in the off-brand Q-tips, Jenny, too, is that they are, how do I word this? They're loose so that the cotton is just kind of like flailing all over the place. It's not a tight, compact little wrap.
It's loose cotton.
It's loose cotton.
Yeah, you don't need
that. What little cotton is there is loose. I know.
Well, Jenny, you enjoy your impacted earwax today, okay? See you later.
Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you.
Tiff from Arvada wrote in, and yes, I've been talking about this for the past couple months. She says she has tried those smelly pellets that you put in your laundry to make it smell fresh. Mm. She says, I've done it. I've splurged. Can't go back, but it has to be the purple ones, she said. Yes, those are awesome.
The purple ones.
Those are so good.
Michelle, again, near and dear to my heart, she's talking about hotels.
Yeah.
She goes, we don't stay at any hotels lower than an Embassy Suites and up.
Oh, wow.
That's another one that Jeremy will give me crap on.
I like, you know, it's just a bad. I'll go to Fantastic Sam's and then right to a Holiday Inn. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm a little spoiled, I guess.
You are. Red Wing work boots made the list. I don't know about that. Bourbon, yes. If you go to the top shelf stuff, you never go back. It's true. It really
Jody
is.
Says all my hair products have to be from the salon, not store-bought.
Yeah, I think that's a higher quality hair product at the salon.
Oh, it certainly is.
I guess. I don't know. More toilet paper. More toilet paper. Something about coffee. Egyptian cotton sheets. High quality furnace filters made the list.
What?
Of course, that's a guy. Was it Mark? High quality furnace filters.